American Family News, I'm Robert Thorne. A call between President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over the 25% tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on Canada this week grew heated and included profanity, according to a report. Fox Business says the Wall Street Journal cited a person familiar with the matter when describing the nature of the call. Canada has imposed 25% retaliatory tariffs against U.S. goods. The discussion, which lasted a little under an hour yesterday, was a colorful call, but also very substantive, Trudeau said today, according to Reuters. A Chicago-based black conservative activist says she was pleased that her city's mayor was on the hot seat during a congressional hearing on sanctuary cities. AFN's Chad Groening explains.
The mayors of New York, Denver, Boston, and Chicago appeared before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, where Republicans accused the mayors of putting their cities in danger and undermining President Donald Trump's deportation efforts. P. Ray Easley is the founder and chair of Chicago Red and an ambassador for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. She was invited to attend the hearing by a member of Congress.
I think that the Congress did a wonderful job with this hearing. One thing that was consistent is that all of the mayors were saying that they were following their local policy. And one congressman stated that due to the supremacy clause, their local policies can't supersede federal policy.
And Easley says she is pleased that Florida Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna has referred the sanctuary city mayors to the Justice Department for criminal investigations.
She said that she's going to recommend them for prosecution to Pam Bondi, which is a great thing because when we tried to get rid of the sanctuary city policy here in Chicago, our mayor did a lot of legislative tricks to make sure that that question did not make it to a ballot referendum.
Easley thinks that threat of prosecution may convince Mayor Brandon Johnson to change his policy. I'm Chad Groening.
Today, the House voted to censure an unrepentant Democrat Representative Al Green of Texas for disrupting President Donald Trump's address to Congress earlier in the week. House Speaker Mike Johnson had Green removed from the chamber during the early moments of Trump's speech. Green stood and shouted at Trump after the Republican president said the November 5th election had delivered a governing mandate not seen for many decades. The resolution against Green was approved in a mostly party-line vote of 224 to 198. Are young people in our nation becoming more receptive to Jesus? AFN's Bronson Woodruff tells us.
We reported previously about more than 2,000 students accepting and committing their lives to Jesus during a massive campus revival event at Ohio State University. The crowd had more than 6,500 students. Despite the freezing temperatures, students were getting baptized in the backs of U-Hauls parked there at the Schott Sports Arena with tubs in the back. Linda Harvey, the president of Mission America, indicated to AFN she was delighted to hear this.
I think this is one of the most wonderful pieces of news you could get about college students today. You know, you hear so many depressing stories about things that are going on campus and how lost some of our kids are, but this really tells you where the heart is and the need is.
Harvey said her team has been keeping an eye on this event from Columbus, Ohio.
And hoping that this just continues to go on. It's been heavily influenced, as we understand, by the football players on the national championship Ohio State team.
I asked her if she thought we were on the borderline of a revival in our nation.
I think we should be and could be very easily. Obviously, it would be a wonderful thing if it were a revival and a genuine one. What we need is real revival where people's hearts are engaged, where people want to reconnect with the truth of the Lord. They want to genuinely repent for their sins and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and begin walking with Him and looking at the life around them with a different lens.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Pope Francis's condition has been labeled stable as he continues to recover in a hospital for double pneumonia. The Pontiff released an audio message to his supporters in Spanish, especially those who have been gathering nightly at St. Peter's Square to recite the Rosary prayer. The Pope thanked people from the bottom of his heart for their prayers for his health. He went on to say, "May God bless you and the Virgin protect you. Thank you." Pope Francis was hospitalized 3 weeks ago. See more news at AFN.net.